The death toll from the earthquake that hit Haiti on Saturday has risen now to 1,941 overnight as a tropical storm threatens to hamper relief efforts. This earthquake has also revived anger in Haiti over international aid agencies' response to the devastating quake there 11 years ago, with many urging donors to send money directly to Haitian charities now or via the government rather than via these aid agencies. Matt Bevan's been taking a look at this. Hi again, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Yeah, look, I'll take you back to 2010 with this sound. Have a listen. This is a 2010 single version of We Are the World, recorded in the style that was popular at the time. A bunch of celebrities getting together in a recording studio, singing one line at a time of a famous song to try and encourage people to give money. It was to aid relief efforts in Haiti, which had been hit by an enormous earthquake which killed more than 200,000 people and destroyed the homes of millions. The international community stepped up in the wake of that earthquake, making huge donations to international aid organisations. But the international community's contribution to the earthquake recovery was enormously problematic. To start with, there were enormous donations of goods rather than money. Logistics expert Dale Herzog explained the problems with that a few years ago.
What about the 10 containers of refrigerators that showed up in Haiti after the earthquake? Now think about this. They're on basic life support. They don't have shelter. They don't have electricity. But yet, we've got 10 containers of refrigerators that we need to do something about. Those refrigerators weren't even wired properly for Haiti to begin with. What about the underwear that was sent to Haiti after the earthquake? How many people in this room know that you really don't need size 1, 2, and 3X underwear in Haiti?
Then there was an outbreak of cholera, the water and foodborne bacterial disease thought to have been eradicated by modern sanitation. It eventually emerged that the cholera outbreak had spread likely out of a UN peacekeeper camp, something the UN partially acknowledged in 2016.
Over the past year, the UN has become convinced that it needs to do much more regarding its own involvement in the initial outbreak and the suffering of those affected by cholera.
Despite the outbreak causing 9,000 deaths and 800,000 infections and a lot of evidence that the camp was the cause, the UN has never accepted full liability for what happened there. So then there's the money. The American Red Cross, which I have to note is a separate organisation from the Australian Red Cross, raised more than $500 million for a housing project, an ambitious one too. But by 2015, Justin Elliott and other journalists at ProPublica and NPR revealed that very little progress had been made.
Even though the American Red Cross raised, almost $500 million, they really weren't positioned to do an international development project. Several projects to build permanent housing were delayed for years because of turnover, lack of strategy, other internal issues, and that combined with difficulties of operating in Haiti in general really derailed all these projects. And that's how, now 5+ years later, the American Red Cross only built 6 permanent homes in the entire country.
The Clinton family was wrapped up in this, with allegations that the millions they raised for Haiti were inefficiently spent. They denied this, saying it was Haitian government corruption which got in the way of their efforts. And to be fair, the Haitian government has a big problem with corruption. But then the international charity Oxfam was accused of covering up an investigation into the hiring of sex workers for orgies by staff in the wake of the earthquake. When the news of this horrific scandal broke in 2018, the Oxfam executive director Winnie Byanyamia said she was distressed by what had happened.
I'm a woman who fled my country because our country was in crisis and women and girls, were, including myself, were so vulnerable and powerless before men with power. What happened in Haiti was a few privileged men abusing the very people they were supposed to protect, using the power they had from Oxfam to abuse powerless women. It breaks my heart.
So sexual exploitation, poor use of funds, a cholera outbreak and piles of useless crap sent from America. It's easy to see how, despite many good things that were done by the international community, locals became jaded. Justin Elliott from ProPublica said in the wake of his Red Cross investigation that there is a solution.
In the case of Haiti, the American Red Cross had virtually no presence there, no history there before the earthquake. Generally, what we found talking to Haiti implications was that groups that had roots in the country or groups that were Haitian or at least had a lot of Haitians working for them had more success.
There are now calls from Haitians and well-wishers to give money directly to the Haitian people or Haitian-based charities or the Haitian government in the wake of this latest disaster. Though, of course, the turmoil in the Haitian government after the assassination of the president is an entirely separate story and quite problematic. But if you're thinking of giving money in the wake of this disaster, it's worth doing some research about who you're going to give it to first.
Okay, Matt, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.